Carnation Evaporated Milk presents A Star, Ruth Roman, on Stars Over Hollywood.
It wasn't something I did as a rule, let a strange man walk me home. But this wasn't a very usual night, and he wasn't a very usual young man. And what happened after that was far from usual.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you transcribed Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name from motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as Lionel Barrymore, Jane Wyman, William Lundigan. Today's star, Ruth Roman, may soon be seen with James Stewart in the Universal International production, The Far Country. Today's story, The Shining Rails, is brought to you from Hollywood by Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good whole country fresh cow's milk concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water, nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk, the all-purpose milk, the milk from contented cows. And be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, right after the first act of today's story. She has some tips for us on how to make better gravies. And now, Act One of The Shining Rails, starring Ruth Roman in the role of Jane Forbes. Curtain going up. On the west side of New York, in a not-too-choice section of the 30s, is Sam's Place. Sam's is a small restaurant. And tonight, as the hands on the clock over the long white counter crawl toward midnight, the place is deserted, except for Sam and Jane Forbes, the girl he hires to wait on customers. Sam is just getting ready to leave for the night, and as he starts for his coat...
Sure you don't mind closing up tonight, Jane?
Of course not, Sam. You've got a lot further to go than I have.
Yeah, all the way to Brooklyn.
Hope the subway's still running.
Take more than a snowstorm to stop the IRT.
It took good care of the customers.
Yeah, business sure has been rotten.
Imagine, not a customer for almost an hour.
Too bad that young fella of yours don't come around no more.
Tony?
Yeah. You ought to have somebody to walk you home on a night like this.
I'll manage. Thanks, Sam.
Whatever happened to him, anyway?
Just decided on something better to do, I guess.
Oh. Well, you won't have to wait much longer. Just a few moments, and you can close up and go home, too. I'm taking a dollar's worth of dimes, Jane. You'll remember to put the rest of the cash in the safe?
I'll take care of everything, Sam.
Guess I'm just a worrier. Always afraid somebody will come in and hold the place up. Well, see you tomorrow, Jane.
Night, Sam.
Night.
Coffee, please.
Well, you have to drink it pretty fast. We close in about 10 minutes.
We? You look all alone.
What? The boss just stepped out. He'll be back any moment.
Oh. I thought maybe you ran the place alone.
With the name Sam on the window?
Guess I didn't see it. It's good coffee.
Yes, that'll be 10 cents.
Worth every penny of it.
Well, let me have your cup. I'll fill it up again.
No, thanks.
It's on the house. Last customer of the day always gets a free coffee.
Well, I'll try to remember to be here every night at closing.
You looking for something?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. The phone. I got time to make a quick call?
I'll wait.
Thanks. I'll make it short so we can beat your 12 o'clock deadline. Sally? This is Dick. That's right. If the deal's still on, I'll take you up on it. Well, I told you I wanted to think it over, and I have. Where? Lexington and 48th. What time? 1:30. I'll be there, Sally. I'll be there sharp. Eight? I told you, short and sweet.
Well, I'll put some more hot coffee in your cup.
But you got to close up now. It's 5:02.
A few minutes late won't hurt, and you'll need something hot in your system if you're going to wait an hour and a half in this kind of weather.
What do you mean, I'm going to wait an hour and a half?
Well, I couldn't help hearing what you told your friend.
What else did you hear?
Nothing, except you're meeting somebody named Solly at Lexington Avenue and 48th Street. Well, I'm sorry if I spoke out of turn, but I was only trying to do you a favor, warm you up. You looked pretty cold when you stepped in out of the storm.
Thanks. I shouldn't have barked at you. I guess I'm just jumpy tonight.
Well, you better drink up.
Hmm? Oh, sure.
Look, I'm sorry to have to put you out on a night like this, especially you have no place to go.
What makes you think I have no place to go?
Well, if you did, I hardly think you'd have stayed out in the storm until you were so cold.
You'd be a good detective.
I'd like to be a good something.
Yeah. You look like a pretty good waitress to me.
Thanks.
But you want more out of life, I suppose.
Could be. Now, if you're finished, I'll take your empty cup.
Sure thing, here you are. Thanks for the refill. So long.
Mister.
Yeah?
Where are you going to spend the next hour and a half?
Oh, maybe grab an all-night movie or a newsreel or something. What's the matter? You look like maybe you think I don't have the money.
Do you?
I guess too many characters like me wander in and out of this place to try to kid you. I guess you know as well as I do that 4 bits I slapped on the counter was it. My total capital.
Say, would you feel strange if I offered to loan you the price of a movie?
Thanks. But I might not be around this way again.
Oh?
Well, thanks again. It was darn decent of you to offer. Good night.
Night.
Looks like you're the one can stand some help right about now.
Oh, it's you.
I see your boss didn't come back before you locked up.
I guess I didn't really expect him.
Here, let me take that umbrella and hold it for you. There we are. Now, which way do we go?
Oh, but...
I have no place to go for an hour and a half, remember? So I may as well walk you home. Don't look so scared. I meant just walk you to your door, period. Now, which way?
Straight ahead to Penn Station.
Well, you don't take a train.
No. No, I just cut through there every night. I live on 38th near 6th.
Oh. By the way, just for the record, my name's Dick Pearson.
How do you do? I'm Jane Forbes.
Okay, Jane. Now, suppose you grab an arm and keep close and we'll buck this wind together. Boy, it's a good thing they didn't come up with a night like this on Christmas Eve, or poor Rudolph's nose would have worked overtime.
Well, now that we're in the station, you better stamp that snow off your shoes before it soaks in.
Well, the man sold them to me, said they were waterproof.
You know, snow's awfully wet, isn't it?
Good packing, we used to call it back home.
Oh, where's home?
A place called Muskego in Wisconsin, not too far from Milwaukee.
Hmm. Well, what brought you to New York?
Believe it or not, I had a tryout with the New York Giants.
Baseball?
Mm. But I was too ambitious.
Too ambitious? Well, how could that be?
I crashed into one of the brick walls at the polo grounds first afternoon we got back from spring training, trying to show what a great outfielder I was. Broke my shoulder, and it never healed right. So I had to try to find something else.
Well, how many springs ago was that?
The last one.
And you didn't find anything?
Nope. Fortunately, I got a bonus when I signed with the Giants. And, well, that lasted me until now.
Didn't you ever think of going back home?
Oh, not after the send-off they gave me when I stepped on the train. Flags, speeches, brass bands.
I see.
How about you? Where's your home?
New York. Born and brought up here. Never been very far away from it. Maybe that's why I like to walk through here every night. Sort of gives me a thrill to see people going so many different places.
Don't you ever get the urge to go to any of these places yourself?
Oh, but I do go. Why, I've been to every one of the places you see marked on those big blackboards. Oh, in my dreams, that is.
Oh.
I suppose you think that's pretty silly, don't you?
Nope.
Honestly?
Honestly. I think it's pretty wonderful to be able to dream.
That's funny.
What is?
I knew somebody who said it was crazy to dream.
Who?
Oh, just somebody I knew.
Long ago?
Seems a very long time ago.
Male or female?
Male.
Married to him?
No.
Then you got yourself no real tragedy.
No?
Uh-uh. Getting married and having a kid or two and then breaking up, that's the tough part. The other way, all you suffer is a slightly bruised heart and maybe a badly deflated ego.
Well, you sound as if you've had experience.
I have.
You were married?
No.
Within how long?
My mother and father were separated.
Oh.
Well, which way do we go now?
Well, would you mind waiting here just a moment?
Of course not. But why?
Well, the 12:30 is just getting ready to leave.
And?
Every night, I take the 12:30.
To Los Angeles.
Or to one of the stops in between.
Do you mind if I tag along tonight?
Well, not at all. Only, don't forget you've got to be back by 1:30.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I almost forgot.
You mean your appointment is as unimportant as that?
On the contrary, it's getting more important every minute.
Well, job, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, a job. What did you get for our trip? A private compartment or a drawing room?
A drawing room, naturally.
That's right. Nothing but the best for the Pearsons.
The Pearsons?
Sorry. I told you, it's a bad habit of mine, jumping the gun, being over ambitious.
Well, it isn't that, Dick. It's just that, well, maybe we'd better postpone our trip for tonight.
Yeah, like you said, I got a date at 1:30, and I probably wouldn't get back in time. Besides, this fellow you just told me about, he might come back and complicate things.
No chance of that.
He must be nuts.
Why?
Anybody who'd walk out on a swell person like you'd have to be nuts.
You don't even know me.
Sometimes you just have to look at a person, talk to him a little while to know everything there is about him.
Thanks. Oh, look, they're closing the gates.
Yeah. Next stop, Chicago, along those shining rails. Well, which way do we go now?
Straight ahead through the arcade. Oh, but you don't have to go all the way. It's several long blocks.
I've still got an hour to kill.
Well, why don't you wait here in the station and get dried?
And have one of the specials hustle me out?
Would they?
A guy like me sitting around for a whole hour? Well, that's what they're paid for.
Well, suppose I stayed with you.
You stay here with me?
Would they still ask you to leave?
Well, of course not, but...
Yes?
Well, you've been working hard all day. You need rest.
No, I'm not really tired. Besides, I couldn't sleep. Especially knowing I was the reason you were chased out into the storm. No, I'll stay.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's Stars Over Hollywood radio drama, Shining Rails, starring Ruth Roman, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's hear from our authority on foods and cooking, Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake. She'll tell us the secret of failure-proof gravy.
The secret is the special blending qualities of Carnation Evaporated Milk. Qualities not found in any other form of milk. Qualities that ensure failure-proof gravy every time. For creamy, rich gravy without any lumpiness, always use Carnation. No other form of milk will do.
Well, now, Mary, how do we go about making that failure-proof Carnation gravy?
First, be sure that you use exactly the same amount of meat drippings as flour. About 1/4 cup seasoned flour and 1/4 cup drippings.
Use the same amount of meat drippings as flour.
Then cool the drippings slightly before combining them with the flour over low heat.
Cool drippings slightly before combining with flour over low heat. What next?
Blend the fat and flour thoroughly. Then add 1 large can of carnation evaporated milk mixed with an equal amount of water. That's 1 2/3 cups.
Blend fat and flour thoroughly. Now comes the important part. Add carnation milk mixed with an equal amount of water. Then what?
Simmer over low heat until thickened, and your carnation gravy is ready to use.
For smoother, creamier, failure-proof gravy every time, use carnation evaporated milk. Because carnation's special qualities ensure better blending with all your other ingredients. No other form of milk has these marvelous blending qualities. Follow Mary Blake's easy rules for better gravies, and here's a tip. Give all your recipes the benefit of carnation. Sometimes it makes them quicker, sometimes easier, and always better. All because of carnation's own qualities not found in any other form of milk. Today, take home several cans of carnation evaporated milk, the milk from contented cows. We return now to the second act of The Shining Rails, starring Ruth Roman in the role of Jane. What reason could Jane Forbes have for wanting to sit a whole hour with Dick Pearson in the waiting room at Penn Station? Could it be because she was lonely too? Didn't want to go back to her furnished room to be alone with those memories of Tony? She knew how it had been the past few nights, ever since she received Tony's letter, telling her he had married that other girl. The girl with the money. Now, as if reading her thoughts, Dick finally says,
"You know, in my whole life, Jane, I never met anyone I could talk to, confide in the way I can talk to you. I mean, right off the bat.
I find it pretty easy to talk to you, too.
People would say a thing like this couldn't happen, at least not in real life. In storybooks, the movies, maybe. But for a girl like you to appear out of nowhere, well, it's just too pat.
Until it happens, of course.
I somehow feel as if I've known you all my life.
Well, I don't exactly feel like a stranger to you.
This other fellow.
Yes?
He didn't make it so you couldn't ever care for anyone else.
No, I don't think so.
Well, in that case, if you really want to go to all those places the Shining Rails will take you, I may be able to arrange it soon. Very soon. Sooner maybe than you even expect. Maybe even tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But in the restaurant a little while ago, you told me you had less than 50 cents.
About 30 now, after paying for the coffee and that phone call I made.
But by tomorrow, you're going to have enough money to take me wherever I want to go?
Right.
The appointment you have at 1:30, it has something to do with you getting the money?
Yes. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because a person have to do something wrong to get that much money so quickly.
I don't know what you mean, Jane.
I think you do. Because now you sound like Tony.
Tony? That's his name?
Yes.
Then that should be all in my favor.
No. No, that's the one thing we never agreed on. The one thing that kept us apart. He wanted quick, easy money without earning it. And I know anything like that is no good. You've got to work for the things you want.
The kind of job I could get, it'd take years before I got enough together to take you anywhere or give you the things you want.
Maybe I'd be willing to wait.
I wouldn't want you to. Look, Jane, I'll level with you. It's a bad night outside. They need somebody who can drive a truck through this kind of weather. Be sure of getting to and from where they want to go. And I'm the guy that can do it. I drove a Red Ball through Europe in the last war in sub-zero weather with the roads like glass and the snow and sleet like a white sheet hung in front of the windshield.
Then why don't you take a real job driving a truck?
Nothing doing. When I got out of the Army, I promised myself I'd never drive one again, not as a steady job. No, sir, I promised myself I'd be somebody. Maybe because I liked the feel of the importance I got getting all those medals pinned on me.
So?
So when I got home, I started going to school. Somewhere along the way, I found out I could make a lot of money playing pro ball, so I quit and knocked around in the minors for a few seasons. And last year, my big chance came with the Giants. I told you about the big send-off the town gave me when I got on the train, the brass band, and all the trimmings.
I know. You had a touch of being somebody.
That's right. And that's why I can't go back to driving a truck for a living. And that's why I got to do something big and get money fast.
Like driving the truck tonight?
Yes, but I don't even know what the job is.
But you know it's dishonest.
What's the difference?
All the difference in the world, Dick. The difference between right and wrong.
You ever had people look up to you, Jane?
No. No, I guess I never did. I had to leave school before I could get a decent education. I had to take care of my mother and bring up the family. When she died and the children grew up, there wasn't anything I really could do. That's why I work in a place like Sam's.
And that's why you don't understand how I feel. You can't miss something unless you've had a taste of it.
Perhaps not.
Jane, let me do just this one job. Then we'll go away together. Any place you say, you write your own ticket.
I'm sorry, Dick.
It's the only way I can give you the things you want.
Then I'll have to do without them.
Jane...
It's no use, Dick. I went through all this with someone else just a little while ago.
Somebody you cared a lot more for than you could for me, huh?
No, someone I knew a great deal longer than I've known you. Maybe it's lucky that we found out we both want different things out of life before it went too far, got too involved all over again.
But that's just it. We do want the same things, Jane.
But through different means.
Where are you going?
Home. If you let me have my umbrella, please.
I'm going with you.
I'd rather you didn't. Besides, you've got only 15 minutes to keep your date.
Yeah, that's right. So I have. You won't change your mind?
No, Dick. I won't change my mind. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Because I have an idea we could have made a nice go of it if only we could have got past this first obstacle.
Yes, I think maybe we could have, only this first obstacle is the one that's important. Nice.
I'd like to leave you alone to close up again tonight, Jane, but my wife's arthritis is pretty bad after that snow yesterday.
I'll be all right, Sam. Only hope your wife's feeling better when you get home.
Yeah. Jane, I've been kind of worried about you all day long.
About me?
Yeah. I've been watching you. You've been acting awful funny. Jumpy. Keeping an eye on the door and your ear to the radio. And reading just about every newspaper that's come out. Anything wrong?
You kept asking me that all day long, Sam. There's nothing wrong.
Okay, if you say so. I'm taking a dollar worth of dimes.
Okay.
You won't forget to put the money back in a safe.
No, I won't forget, Sam.
A lot better out than last night.
Yes, at least it stopped snowing.
You'll lock up tight?
I'll take care of everything, Sam.
Good night.
Night, Sam.
Hiya.
Dick.
I thought I'd drop in for that last coffee on the house.
What are your face? You're rather bruised.
Yeah, a little.
You had trouble last night.
I guess you could call it trouble.
Oh, Dick, I have read every paper, listened to every newscast, wondering if I could hear something about you.
No, I didn't make the newspaper. Solly and his boys don't go in for publicity too much.
What happened? Tell me.
There's not much to tell. Solly just didn't appreciate when I told them I'd changed my mind about driving their truck.
You told them that?
Mm-hmm. Guys like Solly get kind of mad when something goes wrong with their plans, especially after they go to so much trouble to set them up.
What made you change your mind?
Well, you said you didn't want that kind of money, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, I just decided that if you didn't want it, neither did I.
Oh, Dick, I'm so happy. But why didn't you let me know?
First of all, I wanted to make sure you were alone when I told you. Second, I've been kind of busy all day.
Busy? Doing what?
Getting a job.
A job?
And landing a job driving a truck isn't as easy as you may think.
Oh, darling, I'm so happy I could kiss you.
Well, let's not let a little thing like a counter stand between us. That's better.
Oh, Dick.
Oh, one thing more. I almost forgot. All those places you want to visit, do they have to be along those shining rails?
What do you mean?
Well, this job I got, it's driving a transcontinental truck. Take me any place from New York to California. And I spoke to the boss. And he said if you want to ride along once in a while, it might be arranged after you're Mrs. Dick Pearson, of course.
Mr. Pearson, you just talked yourself into a passenger.
And so the curtain falls on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Ruth Roman. Before we have news about next week's show, how about a curtain call for our star?
Thank you, Art.
Ruth, I think you're going to like our after-the-show custom here. We serve coffee creamed to perfection with Carnation Evaporated Milk. It's poured and waiting. Here you are.
Well, thank you. What an appealing aroma.
Yes, and the taste is even better. Try it.
Oh, say, this is good. Very good.
Well, I can tell you why, Ruth. The carnation in it makes a big difference in flavor because Carnation Evaporated Milk is more than double rich, extra smooth. In fact, it's just what a good cup of coffee needs. And you know, there are millions of people who'd back me up on that, Ruth.
Well, don't worry about convincing me. I'm already sold on it, Art.
Well, that's mighty good news to us. Well, Ruth, as we knew it would be, your performance today was superb. And until your next visit, here's something to remember us by. A bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation Evaporated Milk.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Art. They're lovely. And now, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Ruth Roman. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Mr. William Lundigan in a dramatic story titled Thanks for the Memory. And now, here's Mr. Lundigan.
Early that morning, I found myself walking along an unfamiliar street in a strange city. I hadn't the least idea who I was or how I got there. Don't you see, Kathy, my whole life is a big question mark.
Thank you, William Lundigan. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this moving play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Martin Ryerson. Supporting Miss Roman were Victor Perrin as Dick and Ted Bliss as Sam. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking too. It's Carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk from contented cows for you. All around the clock, it's time for Carnation.
To get more milk into your children's diets, serve them Carnation malted milk. Homemade Carnation malteds are so delicious and hearty, they pep up the most listless children and give them a flying start to school. And Carnation malteds bring them home on the run for a real treat, too. Get either the chocolate or natural flavor Carnation malted milk at your favorite food store today. And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present William Lundigan in Thanks for the Memory. Stay tuned now to hear City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Smoking in bed may seem fun, but it can also be dangerous. Your troubles seem far away when you see them through a fog of smoke as you lie back relaxed. Then out you go like a light, but not your cigarette. The cigarette slips from your hand and finds plenty of fuel for a fire with you in the middle. Maybe you'll wake up, maybe you won't. Don't smoke in bed, stay alive instead. This is the CBS Radio Network.